Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
John McClain joins In the Loop. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Sports Radio 610. Another pitcher has accused the Astros of cheating. I want to get your take on this, John McClain, because you go to a lot of Astros games.
I do. I watch every game for a while. Mm-hmm. I like the late night games because Carol
you're
goes
a night
to
owl.
Bed. I am, and we don't have to fight over who gets what TV or how loud it is. So she goes to bed, closes the door, and I can watch the game in peace.
Absolutely. 100%.
So who's accused him of cheating this time?
James Paxton of the New York Yankees. He only lasted, as you know, John, four innings. He allowed 8 hits and 5 runs when the Astros swept the Yankees. He said the Astros were stealing signs and pitches, this courtesy of the New York Post. What are your thoughts on these accusations? I don't understand what's wrong with stealing signs. I don't even see why it's frowned upon. I think you should do it.
Do it like they were accused last year of having a guy right. and a photographer as well there. And Paxton didn't complain when he was with the Mariners, mm-hmm. and he had a 1.97 ERA against him last year. But he goes to the Yankees, he gets roughed up, and then he whines like a little baby. And I would expect it more for him because he's never said anything like that. So did they just all of a sudden
no,
start
what happened,
cheating since they kicked his butt?
What happened with Carlos Beltran, who may know a thing or two about how the Astros operate, told him that he was tipping his pitches by showing some like his knuckle or part of his hand on his knuckle curve, which is his changeup.
Yeah.
Well, to me, that's not
Wouldn't
cheating.
That be
that's
his
not
problem.
Cheating.
That's
yeah,
not
that's,
cheating.
Yeah.
There's, stealing signs in baseball goes back to the 1800s.
There's gamesmanship, and then there's cheating. Cheating, to me, is premeditated or organized. Like what you just said about the Astros or the Patriots with video camera. That's cheating, and they need to be fined or whatever. You know, have some repercussions.
It's great coaching if you find
if you're
tipping
pitches or they're reading signals from the catcher. That's on you, man.
Yu Darvish didn't complain when they.
Yeah.
When, remember Tom Verducci's great story yeah. afterward, how they. He was tipping pitches. That's great coaching. One reason Astros
yeah.
are the best team in baseball.
So what you're trying to say is you'd like to hike your leg on James Paxton.
Exactly.
Are we doing that?
We stay doing that. Rockets fans, some of them are happy. I want to get your take on this as well. Warriors blew a 31-point second half lead yesterday. The win probability for the Clippers before they had that comeback was 0.001%, according to ESPN. However, the series now tied at one game apiece. The biggest loss, though, for the Warriors could be DeMarcus Cousins, who they fear had a season-ending injury yesterday in the first quarter. Rockets fans should be happy that DeMarcus Cousins went down, John McClain.
I don't believe they've had Cousins when they've won any of their championships. I think getting blown a 31-point lead and losing to the Clippers will finally shake them out of their lethargy and get them interested in the playoffs. I'm glad that the Rockets have a chance to play them in the second round instead of the conference finals. There's less wear and tear on Harden. And as far as Cousins being out, I feel bad for him. It's two major injuries in 2 years. What did he have? Quad? Is that what it was?
Yeah,
last
they fear he has
oh,
a torn
man,
quad.
Man, that is major. Another major injury on one of his wheels. And but I still think the Warriors are the best team in basketball, and I can't wait to see the Rockets play them.
I mean, it's better. The way I've been saying it is it's better for the Rockets, but it doesn't make it any easier
doesn't
in some
make
way.
It like all of a sudden the Rockets have got a better chance
exactly.
to beat them. I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. You want a leg hike?
Yeah,
I thought you still
hike.
Had another localizer.
I wanted to see if you had a little bit of a leg hike.
I got all kinds of leg hiking right here. In fact, John McClain, the Houston Texans schedule is going to be announced on
Wednesday night.
Tomorrow night. I've got a prediction based on nothing. No one's told me anything, just based on common sense.
They're opening with the Chiefs.
Write this down, Figgy. The Texans will play in London versus the Jacksonville Jaguars on October 27th. Book it.
It's so funny because the Jaguars were selling tickets on their website 2 weeks ago to London for the last weekend in September. So right away, that's telling you that the Texans are playing them the last week of September. But mm-hmm. So I checked it out, and I was told that's not right.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly the league told them, you know, they better stop that.
Yeah.
So you, let's say you have a
I've got them. It just makes sense to me.
So you have, let's see.
The last
play
Sunday.
The three division teams twice. That's 16 and 24. You have a 1 in 12 chance.
Yeah.
So I disagree. I'll hike it.
You're going to hike
on
it.
Odds.
All right.
October. I would have bet against Tiger.
October 27th. London, England, Texans, Jaguars.
I hope you're right. All right.
You just mentioned Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods is the best redemption story in the history of sports.
Let me think of something. Redemption, boy, Ben Hogan had a much bigger comeback than Tiger.
Mm-hmm.
He was hit by a bus, and his career was over, and Tiger didn't get hit by a bus. His was his own doing with his wife, and he had back surgery. Nothing compared to Ben
Three
Hogan.
Back surgeries, to be exact.
Nothing compared to Ben Hogan, so no, he's not even the biggest in golf.
More not even the biggest in golf. Take
People
that.
I'd like for him to be, but nothing compares to Ben Hogan.
You know how
comeback.
Easy it is to recover from getting hit by a bus compared
the
to back surgeries?
The dude almost died.
We're talking about back surgeries in golf.
As opposed to almost dying?
Back surgeries.
And almost being paralyzed. Wasn't he paralyzed
back
for a while?
Surgeries.
Everybody thought he was dead, and then they thought he'd never play golf again, and he came back and won.
All right. The Texans dodged a bullet with Tyrann Mathieu.
What do you mean?
This guy is just being a social media. I don't know. What's the word?
Idiot.
Diva?
Oh, I saw he calling you out again.
But
you
know what? He
was so
silly.
Tone deaf about the Notre Dame Cathedral in he said, what did he, how did he, he was wearing a Paris sweatshirt.
He was carrying two Louis Vuitton bags. He's deleted this tweet since because that's kind of the Honey Badger's MO. But he was carrying two Louis Vuitton bags, just had a
wearing
Paris
a
shirt
sweatshirt
on,
that said Paris.
And he said, earn it for yourself. Hashtag pray for Paris. The tweet has since been taken down because
Trigger fingers turn to Twitter fingers.
Silly.
How about tone deaf?
Guys shouldn't be tweeting when they don't know what they're talking about. We
he also
see that
goes
a lot.
After people for no reason.
He also,
people get on him and then they delete it like people don't remember it.
He also at 2 a.m. last week, he said, quote, Russell, he said, Russ wants to be in New York. You didn't hear it from T. And then he said, I'm too real. Y'all will get it one day. Good night. He's deleted that tweet too because obviously Russell Wilson re-signed with Seattle this week.
He and Jack Del Rio.
Unbelievable.
I got
it's unbelievable. Go ahead.
It's so funny when Russell Wilson said on one of the late night talk shows about how much he loved New York.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and all of a sudden people took that to mean he wanted to be traded to the Giants.
Right.
Hold on just a sec. Patton Magnolia brings up a good point. Going back to your theory that Ben Hogan had a better comeback than Tiger Woods in golf. Happy Gilmore got hit by a Volkswagen and played through 18 the same day, John McClane.
Ooh, that's even bigger than Tiger, too. That's bigger than Ben Hogan.
And that's your friend.
That's my buddy Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler. All right. Tiger Woods will surpass Jack Nicklaus's major record.
Based on what we saw Sunday, there's no reason not to think it.
You know, he's in his 40s, man.
17 months. Jack was 46 when he won his last major.
Yeah.
So that means Tiger has three more this year at 43. Then he has another 12. That would be 16. He has a chance
to win four.
So based on what he did last year in the Tour Championship, how he was in the running in the last day of the two of the majors last year,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to say yes.
All right.
Jonathan Joseph joined the show yesterday. We're going to have two Texans join us as well. As soon as we get the details, we'll let you know. And you can always check those interviews out on sportsradio610.com as well. I asked Jonathan Joseph just straight up, why should there be hope for Aaron Colvin in 2019? This is what he had to say.
Because, you know, just like all those other guys we talked about before, you know, he comes with a positive attitude each and every day to work. And, he knows like everyone else, you know, last year obviously wasn't his best year for whatever reason, you know, injuries and other things happen as part of the sport. But, you know, he continued to stay positive and, you know, he helped guys along the way. And I think this year, you know, he's able to be ahead of the curve from a health standpoint, you know, learning the defense and, you know, understanding what they expect of him. And I think this year it paid dividends for him also.
John McClane, Texans fans should still have hope that Aaron Colvin can be a significant contributor to their defense.
They should have hope. I think that the problem was he wanted to go to a team that would give him a chance to play outside and start, even though he had played in the slot and played very well in his four seasons with Jacksonville, had not given up a touchdown pass, according to Pro Football Focus.
Mm-hmm.
Then they let him try to play outside here. He just wasn't good at it. He got hurt. I don't know if, like Jonathan said, it's the system, could be the coaching, but sometimes veterans coming in new situations are kind of like rookies. They make their biggest improvement after a season. So I'm going to say that Colvin will be a much bigger contributor this season. And if he's not, he'll go down as one of their – he'll never be the biggest free agent disappointment. That was Ed Reed. But one of the biggest disappointments.
The Texans will prioritize, and by prioritize, I'll just say first three rounds, a defensive end in the draft.
No, I don't think so. I think in the first three rounds they're going to have – they've got to have a third safety. They do not have one. It's not going to be a first or second round pick, but I could see the third round pick being a safety. They better get two corners. I mean, they are desperate for corners. When you look at the receivers they're going to play, the quarterbacks they're going to play, they may take a defensive end later. If they're going to take a defensive lineman, I think would be an inside guy that they think.
That's what I thought, John.
When they go to a sub package, that they would have a defensive, an inside guy who could rush the passer, not a defensive end.
That's exactly what I thought. I've been saying all along, don't be surprised if they prioritize a defensive tackle at some point. But then I went in, and this is, I know, look, it's just a sample size, and it doesn't mean a lot because sometimes they interview guys just to find out about those guys. But I found 68 confirmed interviews the Texans have had with prospects, and they've had 10, which is the second most, with defensive ends.
Who is the most? What position?
Tackles, of course. Yeah. So, I mean, I know you can maybe read too much into that, but that's a lot of defensive ends they're bringing in.
Yeah, but I'd be shocked if they bring one in because they've got DJ Reader's end in the three-man front, and in the four-man front, they go with Clowney and Watt, and then they got Merciless, and then Ejiofor. They like Duke as an outside pass rusher in passing situations. But they also have, say, 3-4 guys. They re-signed Angelo Blackson.
Angelo.
That's four. They got Carlos Watkins. That's five. And is there somebody else? Is there a sixth guy on that roster I can't think of? Oh, Joel Heath, but I don't count him because he hadn't done anything.
Dang!
They have really four guys, and if you counted Watkins replacing Christian Covington, that would be five. I could see them going after another outside linebacker maybe because they moved Clowney around. But I'd be stunned if they actually take a defensive end.
I just got a text from the Texans. It looks like we're going to be joined by a Houston Texan at 11:30 and 12:30.
Nice.
So you got to keep it locked right here on Sports Radio 610. John McClain, you've covered a lot of NFL drafts. We're eight shows away from the NFL draft. The new format is the best format. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Not the old one with just Saturday and Sunday.
Well, the old one was they did it during the season, and then that was 24 rounds, then 18 rounds, then 12 rounds. Lord. Like when I started covering the team, they do it in one day. You'd be at a ballroom at a local hotel for like 14 hours.
Did they feed you good?
I don't remember. And they would write down, the league would call teams, and they would say like, you know, Dallas Cowboys, Texas A&M defensive tackle, John Lopez. They'd mm-hmm. write it up there.
Bust.
And they would announce it to us.
We're in that star,
and
baby.
They would go over every one of those. And then when ESPN started broadcasting it, it took it to a new level. I like it the way it is now, although the third day is pretty boring. But it's the only thing I wish the Texans would do is bring in their top guys again,
yeah.
bring them in there. Parade them around the second day, let everybody interview them.
Hey, there's some rumors, too. There's some rumors going around the bat phone that the first Texan we'll be joined by at 11:30 is going to be someone you've never heard from on this station. It's going to be a new member of your Houston Texans.
Well, all right.
So keep it locked. 12:30 will be someone else, but it's going to be someone that you've never really heard from. John McClain joining us right now for a few more minutes before he heads out there to NRG. John, you're on a diet. Saw you eating a salad.
I'm not on a diet.
You're eating smarter.
You're eating healthier.
I'm eating healthier. I've given up everything I like.
What are you drinking there?
Cheeseburgers, Diet Dr. Pepper.
Okay, all right, not everything.
And, there's no calories or sugar in there.
So cheeseburgers you've given up?
Cheeseburgers, wow.
Queso.
Chips, barbecue, Chinese.
Whoa!
Haven't had a steak. I didn't eat much steak anyway. Sweets, bread, basically white
Remember, I told you that last week.
I've eaten a lot.
If it's white, don't eat it.
I'm on my third week, and it's not killing me because I'm staying full of fruits, vegetables. I love fruits and vegetables anyway, and I'm having chicken and fish and all that kind of stuff. And then I'm still doing my rehab over at Iron Man at Memorial City, and besides working on my shoulder, I now work the
sweat. Get on the treadmill a little bit.
Things.
There you go.
I had me on an arm bike, and I did over 4.5 miles yesterday.
Not a baby.
Damn.
I leave there sweating.
The arm wrestling, John McClane.
a very small thing that nobody would care about except me and my wife.
We care everything about you. John, we care everything about you. We want to know you.
We go to Astros games. She likes, there's a parking lot she likes because it's easy to get out of, but it's way away. And in recent years, she walks fast because she goes to yoga 5 mornings a week. And she walks fast. I walk very slow. And in the past, I'd have to stop a couple times. I'd look for a red light.
Mm-hmm.
And so I could catch my breath.
Right.
And now in the games we've been to, I haven't stopped one time.
John, I know it's embarrassing, but you're beloved in this town. So it's good to share that.
Well, thank you very much, John. I appreciate it. Thank you guys for having me on condensed version. I'm headed over to the Texans. I hope you guys get two good players to come on. I know it'll be interesting. This is the first time these guys have been on in the media in a long time. And this right now, it's kind of the start of next season. Off-season program is the start of next season. Division's going to be competitive. I think it's going to be great. I'm going to Nashville to host a fundraiser tomorrow for leukemia and lymphoma. And one of my many guests, David Quisenberry.
How about that?
I can't wait
to tell them his story when I'm on the stage and introduce him, and he just got married. He and his girlfriend Megan, so I'm happy for them, and then I'll be back Friday morning. But thank you guys very much. I'll be back in the morning at 7 a.m. instead of 7:30.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
You're a legend, man. We appreciate you. We're proud of you, and we can't wait to read your stuff on the Houston Texans on the Chronicle. That's John McClain, who joins us every Tuesday, a little condensed version because the hardest working man in media has to haul to NRG. He's already out the door. He's already out.
John
McClain, fast he's moving.
John McClain
look
has,
how fast
has
he's moving.
Left the building like Elvis.
Look how fast he's moving. Look how great he looks.
They have a limo waiting in the back in the bowels of Intercom Plaza. And he has looked like he lost some weight.
No, I'm telling you, man. Yeah. There's been a few proud moments
in
my life.
He's not fat. Well, I mean, he's big.
I would say my sister, when she's overcome some of her obstacles. My mom, when she retired and got honored as a teacher. My father, when he's gotten out of his surgeries and been good. And John McClain eating a salad.
Mm-hmm.
That's another milestone for me. I was very proud of him, and it's great to see. Figgy, I saw your eyes when that salad came open. You were a little bit surprised.
I'm a little jealous, man. I need to hop on that diet, too.
You ain't
dieting. Keep eating those wings, Figgy.
We've seen Figgy embrace the jelly, Figgy. You're almost in the embrace the jelly phase.
Nah, man, I can't.
Figgy ain't gonna be able to eat healthy,
I'm going to come in slim one day. Watch.
I saw you with those Lay's potato chips before the show, too. So,
lie.
Ain't no lie. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig, Sports Radio 610. 11:30, we're going to be joined by a member of the Texans. We haven't heard from him on this station. He's going to be a new voice. We'll let you know who that is next. But also, we are 8 shows away from the NFL draft. John Lopez has 8 crazy Texans ideas that what, John Lopez?
Just may be possible.
Next.
Absolutely not.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.